Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. You have tuned in to America's Home for Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, the one and only Todd Huff. Have some, well, a conversation today that we're going to have that is tragic. Now, you may have seen you definitely saw the headlines yesterday regarding the school shooting in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And so I want to talk about that on today's program. And just bear with me. What I want to do is go through the facts of the situation as we know them now, what we understand to be the case. And I also want to dissect this a little bit, talk about this a little bit. Of course, there's the political reactions and just all sorts of stuff that come from this. And I want to go through this today. Now, anytime that we do this, I'm a little bit sensitive even for our sponsors. The program is brought to you by a variety of folks. And so it's tough sometimes to take those pauses. So bear with me today as I do that as gracefully as I know how to, my friends. We do have obligations, and I want you to know who makes this program possible for you to listen to for free. And I'll do that as gracefully as I can. If you want to share your thoughts and feedback and all that sort of stuff, todd@toddhuffshow.com is where you can do that. Let's get started, my friends. With that being said, let's talk about something that is important here off the top. That is our money, your money. You worked for your money, but it should be working for you. Is it? Is it working for what you believe in? Well, at 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. They screen out companies that do not align with your faith and your values. And they'll help you create a plan that fits your goals and purpose. And the best part is there's a tool online at 48financial.com. That's the number 4, the number 8, the word financial.com/Todd. You got to put that part on there to get to the calculator, or to the assessment, I should say. And you can create or complete this assessment, and it will tell you, help you understand whether or not or to what degree your current investments are aligned with your values. So 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, helping you align your money with your mission. Okay, now, you heard about this school shooting yesterday in Minneapolis. Let me begin the program just by going through the facts of the case. This school shooting was at a school called Annunciation Catholic School, which is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. What do we know about the shooter so far? Well, I guess first let's go through what happened. There were multiple people shot, two children, a child age 8, a child age 10, were killed by the gunman. 17 other individuals, including 14 children, again, this is what I know right now, aging, starting as young as age 6, this was, I understand it, to be the first week of school at this Catholic school in Minneapolis. The first week of school, and they were attending Mass. The youngest that was injured was 6, and there were also parishioners who were, adult parishioners who were harmed, wounded in the shooting as well. Now, the shooter has been identified as a 23-year-old going by the name Robin Westman. Now, this person changed his name in 2020 from Robert. He was born Robert, and he changed his identity. He's transgender, says he's female, went by Robin in early 2020. Westman grew up in Richfield, Minnesota. He attended Annunciation School, and his mother worked at the school at one point. The school or the church, I don't know if that's entirely clear, as a secretary. There's no significant prior criminal history that has been found regarding this shooter. Robin Westman legally changed his name to that. Weapons were legally purchased in advance of the attack. According to the details, what we know at this particular point in time, Westman approached the church during morning Mass. It's again a Catholic church. This was the first week of school. And he opened fire from outside using a rifle, using a shotgun, using a pistol. Although I've seen he's been, there were pictures that have been out there showing that there were two pistols. I'll go through that here in a moment. Firing dozens of rounds through the stained glass window towards the children and towards those in the Mass. Now, ultimately, Westman died at this shooting as well, taking his own life in the parking lot. So, let's talk a moment here about the types of weapons that were used. This is important because of where this conversation goes immediately, because people want to, of course, say that this is there has to be something that can be done legislatively to stop this. And I want to talk about this because this is immediately where this goes. So the shooter had four. I don't know if one of these guns hasn't been officially acknowledged. I don't know. But it says he was armed with three legally purchased firearms, three of them. A semi-automatic rifle. Note the word semi there. The media, the left, politicians out there that jump on board immediately talking about. I saw a tweet or post on X from Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, thankfully just minority leader, not the Speaker of the House of Representatives. He said that we have to find a way to keep these weapons of war out of our schools and so forth. It is tragic. This should not have happened. This is unfathomable evil and wickedness that we see on display. And I know a lot of people say this is a sign of mental illness, mental health, and all that. This is, in my opinion, my friends, this is at its core absolutely a spiritual health problem. This nation, you want to talk about the real war in this nation? It is a spiritual war that is being waged in the hearts and minds of people throughout this country. You can say, listen, I'm not here, I'm not a mental health expert, but this isn't just someone whose brain isn't working properly. This is someone who planned to commit evil acts against innocent young children in a Catholic school, because this guy, has a lot of hatred in his heart. That's not a mental problem. That's a problem of the heart. We have to, as adults, accept this, and we have to be able to communicate this clearly if we truly want to address these problems and try to prevent these in the future. But getting back to the weapons here, a semi-automatic rifle was likely, well, was used. It was likely an AR-15. I don't know that that has been confirmed. A shotgun was also being used by the shooter, a Mossberg 590 cruiser that's been identified as being used by the shooter. A pistol described as a Smith & Wesson M&P compact 9mm. And it says plus a 38. So by my count, that's four weapons, right? Plus a 38, Colt 38 special revolver was also observed in video footage. That's what we know. All three weapons, this is important to note, all three weapons were purchased before the attack. Authorities completed an expedited ATF trace by Wednesday afternoon, indicating that these purchases were very recent. Now, I'll continue to talk about that in a moment, but let's also talk here about the manifesto. As often is the case, there is a manifesto and there are online videos. They're now taken down, so you're not going to find these, but a manifesto that has been discovered, I guess. The manifesto, the content therein, includes expressions of suicide, depression, extremely violent thoughts, and a message to the shooter's family and friends. We also found that there was a drawing of the church, the layout of the church that was shown. There's another video posted by the shooter. I think these videos were posted 10 to 20 minutes before the shooting was scheduled to take place. The authorities have since, of course, taken these down. Another video displayed the firearms, the ammunition, messages inscribed on the guns, such as anti-Semitic and anti-Catholic slurs. There was one magazine that said, "Kill Donald Trump." 6 million wasn't enough, referencing the Holocaust, and references to other mass shooters that I don't want to repeat those idiots' names as well. Weapons and magazines, of course, bore this hateful messaging. Some referenced extremist ideology. This is a problem, my friends, of the heart that is permeated into the mind. Now, there's all sorts of responses to this, right? All sorts of responses that we've seen from politicians. And I want to go through some of these. My friends, I want to talk about these references made, or these comments and so forth that were made by politicians here. I got a bunch of things in the stack of stuff here. Let me first start with the Jacob Frey, who is the mayor of Minneapolis. He had a press conference where he, I'll let you judge for yourself what you would call this. This is Jacob Frey talking to reporters in the wake of this school shooting in Minneapolis. Oh, hold on here. Soundbite is, oh, mercies. We got to fix that. I'm going to have to put that off for a moment. But the reactions here, from Democrats, and you may have seen this. It's interesting to me because a lot of people still go with the thoughts and prayers, typical response or mantra and so forth. Even Democrats who often criticize this, thoughts and prayers are not enough. Jacob Frey, which we'll get to, I'll have to get to that next segment. But Jacob Frey basically said that prayers are not enough. These children were praying in a Catholic school when these events unfolded. So, ergo, Jacob Frey says, Mayor Jacob Frey, that that's not enough. We have to do more. We have to do more than this. But I do think it's worthwhile pointing out that these folks go to the standard response of thoughts and prayers. Now, for those of you that listen to this program, a lot of people, I want you to know who I am and where I'm coming from. Not because I think that that's, more important than where you're coming from. I just want you to understand the reason I think the things that I do, which many of you can understand. Some folks, of course, have trouble with these things. But I am a constitutional conservative. I believe in the framework of our Constitution. I believe in the ideas of limited government. I think what the founders set forth in this nation was an absolutely amazing thing. This is a beautiful society. The Constitution and the Declaration are some of the most beautiful, wise documents ever written by men. I'm also a Christian. Now, some of you might think I bash you over the head with that. That's never the intent at all. But I do think that it's important to express or share with you where I'm coming from. So I'm coming at this from a constitutional conservative's perspective who is a Christian. Now, that's the most important thing to me, is the fact that I'm a Christian. I'm a child of the King. And that's not because I'm special. That's because I simply accepted the realities of, well, who he says I am, who he says he is, what he says I need. I've accepted that. I've accepted that I have turned and done things that are reprehensible, that I've sinned, that I've caused a chasm of separation between myself and Almighty God, like all people have. Every single person listening to my voice has done this. We are incapable of bridging that gap. In fact, if you've read the scriptures, you'll see that the entire story of both testaments is God seeking to bridge that gap. We can't do it on our own. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, and that the only way to atone and to pay for those wages, to pay for our sin, is for there to be the shedding of innocent blood. And if we accept Jesus as the payment for our sins, as our Savior and Redeemer, he becomes the payment for our sins. Otherwise, we have to pay for our sins ourselves, and that includes permanent separation from the Father upon physical death. But we have time to accept his truth, accept the reality that exists, that he is God, we are not, that we have sinned and we need his forgiveness. We have the ability this side of heaven, in the time that we have right now, to accept that and to repent of our sins and to follow after him, to call out upon his name. The Bible says, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, I know some of you maybe roll your eyes. That's fine. Do what you got to do. But I hope that you heed those words, not because they're mine, but because they come from the source of truth and life known as the Holy Scriptures of the Bible. So that being said, that's where I'm coming from on all of this. Now, when I hear people say, I sometimes, and maybe we all do this or have done this unintentionally or without really thinking it through. You know, sometimes we just repeat things that we've heard and don't really think about the words and what they mean and so forth. But your prayers, if you do pray for the victims, for the community in Minneapolis, for this school, you're praying alongside them, but you don't say, our prayers are with you. Your prayers are to God on their behalf. You are approaching the throne of grace through the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to approach the Father and ask for his divine blessing, help, healing, all that sort of stuff, mercies, grace, and you're praying for them. Prayers, you know, thoughts are a nice gesture. I'm thinking about you. That's a nice gesture, but your thoughts aren't going to do anything. Now, many on the left say that prayer doesn't accomplish anything, but I think sometimes being lectured by people who have never prayed and don't know the Creator, who say that nothing can be accomplished by prayer, is a tad bit ironic and a tad bit delusional to be looking to them for advice on what prayer can accomplish. They don't know any of this unless they know Christ. And if they did, they would understand. And if they read the Bible and if they had a relationship with Him, they know that even though sometimes we pray for things that God says no for, or sometimes God allows us to an individual to this is what happens. We exercise free will, and we can do atrocious things. Humanity has an enormous capability, being created in the image of God, to do good. Far too often, however, we have used that capability. People have used that capability for evil. And there's a direct correlation. If we're created to be able to love immensely, to be incredibly loving people, like kind of like our God is, kind of like the Creator is, we're made in His image, not to be exactly like Him, not to have His level of power and all that, but to be like Him, similar to Him. In order to have that capacity, we also have to have the capacity to have hatred equally. If we don't have that capacity for hatred, we don't really have the capacity for love, because love is ultimately a choice, and we have to be able to be to choose the same amount of good as evil. And this is what happens when somebody chooses to do absolutely reprehensible evil. Now, we all sit around and we say, what do we do about this? Every reasonable person does not want this to happen, no matter who the victims are. In this case, it should be pointed out that the perpetrator was someone who is, I would say, spiritually and mentally disturbed. And the victims were people who sought to worship God. So it doesn't fit the narrative what the left wants you to know. The left wants you to believe that the people who kill people are people who are targeting those who are like the shooter. That's not what happened here. Certainly that happens. And if it does happen, that's reprehensible as well. But that's not what happened in this instance. In fact, there's a pattern here. We've seen this happen in Nashville. We've seen this happen elsewhere. And we have to begin to ask ourselves, what is going on in the hearts of minds and minds of people who are struggling with this gender identity? I think that is a fair question. Now, immediately, the left goes to the issue of guns and how do we prevent guns from ending up in the hands of these people. I want to share with you what the laws are in Minnesota after the break. I also want to just talk through what else they think could possibly be done regarding the law when it comes to preventing or keeping these atrocious things from happening. Everybody wants to stop this from happening. The question is, how does one do that? How do we collectively do that? My friends, I'm at the end of the segment here. I'm being especially cautious today. I just want to mention that this program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Promo code Todd's going to get you specials and discounts on virtually, probably all, but I'll say virtually all products there, from pillows to sheets to towels. We use their products. I think their products are fantastic. Company is founded by an American patriot who loves this country, Mike Lindell. Their products are made here in the good old US of A. Check them out, mypillow.com, promo code Todd. I've got to take a break, my friends. Quick timeout. Back here in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. The program is brought to you by our partners at Full Suite Wealth. Full Suite Wealth, my friends, you'll know as our studio sponsor here. Maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels more like juggling than it feels like just numbers and basic investment and that sort of thing. There's things like tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when family office services can really make a difference for you. Full Suite Wealth brings together all those pieces into one cohesive strategy. Their family office services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced options, strategies, private equity, private credit, legal expertise, everything under one roof that's coordinated, cohesive. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, making sure your legacy stays strong for generations to come. If you're ready for that next level of support, you can visit FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. Now, in the last segment, I started to play a soundbite from Mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis. Now, you'll sometimes, it never fails. It never seems to fail. There are times when I play a soundbite on here and I literally have just queued it up before the break or whatever, or during the break, and it doesn't work. And that's, I mean, I'd say that. That's happened several times. And I don't know what happens. I don't know if the computer just decides to not like me for the moment or what, but that happens. This one was fully on me. I'm doing a few other things in the studio today, and I skipped a step here. This one's on me. So here's the soundbite, or part of the soundbite I was planning to play. This is Mayor Jacob Frey. He's standing outside the Catholic school where the tragic shooting took place that took the lives of two students, young children. And he's talking with the media. He's very, of course, emotional about this. This is sad. This is tragic. Everyone can agree with that. Everyone has questions about how do you keep this sort of thing from happening? What else can be done? And so he's got his own thoughts. We have ours as well. That being said, let's listen to what Jacob Frey has to say to the media.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends. They should be playing on the playground. They should be able to go to school or church in peace without the fear or risk of violence, and their parents should have the same kind of assurance. These are the sort of basic assurances that every family should have every step of the day, regardless of where they are in our country.
Okay, that's the clip. So he's basically saying that thoughts and prayers are not enough. And I don't know that anybody's saying that that is enough. I know, you know, when these things happen, tragic, horrific, just sad, terrible things, when they happen, it doesn't take long for the left to come out and say more needs to be done to stop this. And that sounds great, because obviously we would all like for this to be at a place of zero incidents. But the question is, how do we achieve that? How do you achieve that in a society where people can, well, just on planet Earth, where people can choose to absolutely use their free will to inflict harm on innocent people? How do you do that? And Minnesota has taken steps, put laws into place, some laws that I'm against that are supposed to stop this sort of thing. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But let's just kind of go through the responses really quick in general. Mayor Frey and others have said that the time for thoughts and prayers is basically over. We need some concrete action. I'm all for talking this out and trying to find a solution to these sorts of things. I'm not one who says that prayer should be abandoned. In fact, that doesn't even make sense to me as a Christian, because prayer is simply communicating with God, talking with and listening to, probably more importantly, trying to listen to God directing us, of course, through his Spirit, under the direction of his word. That is what prayer is. So to say that I wouldn't pray for something like this as a Christian doesn't even make sense, because that's precisely, if it's something that is on our hearts, we're supposed to take it to God. Now, he seems to suggest that prayer doesn't have any impact on society. I disagree with that. In fact, there's examples of things that have happened throughout America's history, great awakenings, in fact, they're called that, great awakenings in our society, where many people, a large numbers of people in our society, turned to God and sought to have a relationship with him personally, and there were many beneficial things that came from that. In fact, if you look at some of the greatest things that were accomplished in this nation's history, if you look at things like people trying to rescue slaves or to stop the atrocities of slavery or to found things like hospitals, many of these things were done by devout followers of Jesus Christ. So to say that prayer doesn't have an impact on society, I think is absolutely missing a huge part of the reality. But if you want to say that there's things that we should do, I agree with that as well. But what are those things, Mayor Frey? What are those things? And we'll get to that in just a moment. The Minneapolis City Council has 13 members. Minneapolis is run by a bunch of leftist lunatics, but here's what they said. Well, in their statement, they urged various levels of government to pass meaningful laws that ensure such tragedies like this never happen again. That's something that sounds good, but how do you do this? How do you do this? What is the real source of the problem? Are we really ready to address that? Governor Tim Walz, of course, echoed the call for action, saying that Minnesotans must work to prevent future unthinkable violence, and that this is the moment that should drive policy, not just sentiment, not just thoughts and prayers, that sort of thing. So, under current Minnesota law, a permit is required to purchase a handgun and certain semi-automatic military-style rifles. That's what it says here. Current semi-automatic rifles, we'll just say that. what they look like does not add to their ability to inflict harm or maim people. But semi-automatic is not the same thing as an automatic weapon. Many on the left have no idea what that even means. But anyway, but not for shotguns or traditional rifles. All gun purchases still require a federal background check. If you've purchased a weapon, those of you who own firearms know this. I've bought firearms at an auction. I've bought it from a retailer. You have a background check. Now, if you buy it from a private individual, there are instances where background checks are not possible. But this is a tiny, tiny fraction of the overall gun sales that are out there. But here's the thing: what would a background check even have uncovered? There's no criminal history, nothing that would have, he had a background check. So what else could we do to background checks? He had background checks to purchase these weapons. They were purchased recently. I don't know how recently, but what else could have been done to prevent Westman, 23 years old, from buying these weapons? He met the age requirement, which is 21 for handguns, 18 for long guns. He had no criminal record. And so he passed the background check. He obtained the permits that were required, leading to the purchase of these three weapons legally when he sought to do so. Minnesota also has a red flag law. Now, I'm not a fan of red flag laws. Red flag laws can be abused very, very easily. But a red flag law in Minnesota was enacted in 2023. That allows family, that allows roommates, that allows law enforcement agents to seek a temporary removal of firearms from individuals who are deemed to be dangerous. But there is no indication here that Westman was ever flagged by anyone or that anyone had any warning signs. Now, I'm going to state the obvious. If we're concerned about mental health here, say if you're a biological male and you suddenly change your name and you say that you are now suddenly a female and you go by her, she, and all this sort of stuff, should that act as an indicator that there's instability? Listen, I'm not, again, in favor of certain things here, some of these laws, but if you're looking for indicators, this seems to me to be at least a pattern, and this is not directed at, this isn't hatred towards people who have these struggles, but this is saying that these things are not natural, not normal, not the way that God intended us to live. And if we're looking for indicators and flags, is this not one that has been raised more than once? Food for thought. Timeout's in order, my friends. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. We've been talking about this tragic school shooting in Minneapolis that happened yesterday. Final segment of today's program. I want to remind you, my friends, if you're looking for ways to support conservative businesses, businesses that are pushing in the same direction that you are, businesses that are supporting freedom, supporting conservative values, who believe in things like faith and family and freedom. If you're looking for ways to find businesses that align with those values, check out freedommarketplace.net. Freedommarketplace.net is where you can go to find businesses pushing in the same direction that you are. They are not going to be endorsing or supporting woke candidates or woke causes. If they do, by the way, they will be removed from said directory. Freedommarketplace.net, that is owned and operated here by the Todd Huff Show. And if you or your business would like to have a listing there, you can do that. Go to freedommarketplace.com/join. There's three packages you can have. They start as low as $10, and there's an additional discount if you use my name, Todd, when you sign up. T-O-D-D, freedommarketplace.net/join for businesses who want to list there. Anyway, all right. So let us, we talked about the background checks. He passed the background checks. We have talked about red flag laws. There's no reason other than the instability that one might, mental instability or mental health questions one's behavior might raise by becoming or fully embracing this idea that they can become something genetically different than what they were born naturally as. There was no reason, there's no history of violence, anything like that. Also, on top of that, schools are gun-free zones, but that, of course, only stops people that care about the law. So what does the left think could have helped? This is the question. This is the question. See, when I think about society and when I think about having a better society, pursuing that more perfect union that our founders talked about in the Constitution, our founding documents, I think that in order to be free, you have to have people at their core that accept moral truth. Because you cannot legislate every single bad factor out of existence in society. Even by instituting laws, we can look at what's happening in Washington, D.C. The laws in Washington, D.C. have not changed. You see crime, violent crime is down. CBS did research. This is in the stack of stuff on our website at toddhuffshow.com if you want to read it. CBS News found that violent crime since Trump took over law enforcement in Washington, D.C., sending in the National Guard, taking control of the D.C. police, is down 48-50%. It's about roughly 50%. The laws didn't change. What changed? What changed was the way that they were enforced. The law was taken seriously. The people on the side of law enforcement have said, look, these are the laws. These are what we have the power to do. Yes, it is ramping it up. Yes, it is much more intense and some might say extreme than usual, but extreme circumstances call for us to do everything within our legal power to stop the violence. And so they've enforced the law to the max. And there have been tremendous drops in violent crime in Washington, D.C., this is indisputable, absolutely indisputable. Trump has done a wondrous job in our nation's capital, just like he did along our southern border. And so where there's a will to enforce the law, there is a way to stop violent crime. Now, the problem with these sorts of crimes are that there's no, these folks playing these things in secret. They acquire the weapons legally or whatever they do to they don't end up on the radar screen. So what do? Some folks say, well, you increase the waiting period, right, from 7 to 10 days. Well, he didn't have to wait. The shooter didn't have to wait that long for a weapon here, but he was committed to planning this out. Do you think that another 7 to 10 days of waiting would have prevented him from carrying this out? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Mental health reporting, some argue for more robust reporting of dangerous individuals into the federal background check system. Again, the only indicator here, which I think demonstrates incredible amounts of mental issues, is this transgender situation that we've got going on. But does that mean violence? I mean, look, there have been, this has happened multiple times now. So maybe, to me, that out of all the things that we're talking about, that's one that seems to have the greatest impact on just logically here, looking at, you know, people who have been this angry and this struggling this much mentally, spiritually, whatever. I don't know the answers, but I see a pattern that seems to be potentially developing here. Some people want to restrict assault, what they call assault weapons, assault-style rifles, high-capacity magazines. But he also didn't, he didn't just use an AR-15. He used handguns. He used a shotgun. Those weapons remain legal. So what do you do about that? Some people want to enhance the red flag laws. But again, what is this? It's looking to have family, friends, coworkers who recognized warning signs, I guess just give them more flexibility on what might constitute a warning, but there was no warning. It sounds good. We all want to stop this stuff, but what is the real solution here? First, you got to identify the problem, and I'm not sure we've done that yet. Got to go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Bauman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.